Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Seems like just a moment ago that I spoke to you before. When the day was beginning and all was fresh. Now for you, it's the end of the day. Such it is. And my partner linearizes this message as he has been doing for so long. Even as I say to him and I say to you that on the other side of the veil, there truly is no time. For us, it is all happening at the same time. And this perspective gives us the ability to give you the potentials of what we see in what you have called your future. And we see ourselves at this moment telling you about the potentials that you are sitting in now, and it is 20 years ago. And we brought you the information and the news and the profundity of what you did in 1987. And we said in 1989, you've changed your future. And human consciousness is gonna shift. And it has. And I can remember sitting there and saying that. Before a time when my partner was able to open his mouth and linearize anything that I was saying. He was writing at his table a little white book that some of you have. We're there right now. It is timeless for us. And all that has transpired in what you have called a 20-year span is now for us. Now I tell you this so that you can understand that back then, what we saw as the potentials of your decisions is before you. So that you will understand that 20 years from now, we are seeing the potentials just as clear. It depends on what you do with it. But there is a collective energy that is created by light workers that is so profound on this planet that the very core of the planet itself vibrates differently because you're here. The crystalline grid is vibrating differently because you are here. All of this esoteric talk. But you gotta feel it. Oh, dear ones who have lived long on this planet. And maybe you're in your senior years at this time, perhaps not. Do you remember 20 years ago? Do you remember what it was like? I'll be speaking of current events today. But let me ask you, do you remember your weather 20 years ago? Fondly, probably. Because it's not that way today, is it? Do you remember the energy of your very life, of your workplace? Do you remember the energy 20 years ago of your politics and your business? Do you remember that? Because it is not the same today. There has never been a 20-year span in the history of humanity that has had this happen to it. And the happening is because of what you've done. Oh, we could go back and remind you at the wind of birth. You could hardly wait to get here. It doesn't matter how old you are in this room. There are youngsters here. There are seniors here. You're all one age to me, and you're glorious. You're a piece of God. A piece of God. I don't see your body. I see the face I know. The one that's forever. Are you aware of that? There is no death for you. Oh, there's a time, perhaps, when you'll lose the human body and collect another one. That's just the mechanics of being human. They don't last that long. That's all there is to it. That's why you keep coming back. That's how I see you. That's how I've always seen you. I could go back a long time for you. Unfathomable time for you. when the earth was molten and taking its form, and we were there together looking at it. This is your new home, we were saying. Wait till it cools, you'll be there, we were saying. For another test, we were saying. Oh, not the test of humans, the test of energies. And you sit upon it now. And some of you, even right now, can remember those days. We're talking 4 billion years ago. But you can remember it because it's ingrained into the Akash. It is part of your cellular structure, old soul. It is human nature not to see these things as we do. And some of you don't. Most of you don't. So you sit here in this month, in this year, and we'll say it, for it is November for you, and the year 2008 for you. To us, those numbers are not years, they're energy. The 8 and the 2, they're a 1. That's unity, that's new beginnings, that's climbing out of the cauldron of fear, that's climbing out of the cauldron of an old energy, that's you emerging. We told you that. We told you that last year at this time when you came through the year of the 9. Moving into the year of the 1. What does all this mean to you? Let's get practical. Let us speak for a moment of those in the chairs, not just in this room, but the ones who are listening to this and the ones who are reading this now. I'm going to give a message of what I call current events, and it's mostly going to be for Americans. But that is mostly who sits here, and I'm going to speak frankly to all of you. And by Americans, I mean those in the United States who have documents that are almost 200 years old that were channeled by men of integrity who wanted to make a difference on this planet, and they did. And sometimes you look at this and you look at them and you wonder, what would they say today? Well, you don't have to wonder because they're here. In some way or another, in human body or not, the consciousness of those forefathers are with you. What would they say? They're right with you in everything you're doing. There's no shock, there's no surprise, because they're seeing what we're seeing. And that is, there is shift upon you. Major shift in all areas. Where do we begin? How do we start? Let us start with fear. And we'll say it again. Fear is not an energy. Fear is the lack of the love of God. It is a hole. And you fill it with your duality. That's what happens. You have a choice over everything, dear ones. And you leave this place and you look at all the things around you. All the things around you that perhaps are black and negative and hurtful. And what you would call fearful and dramatic. And you don't see promise in there. And I'll tell you what happens, that the love of God leaves and a big hole remains, and you fill it with your own ideas. And we call it fear. Let me tell you this, it is a lot easier to leave it alone and let the love of God stay in that place than to willingly empty it out. And some of you do. Why don't you commit yourself today to understand that as lighthouses, you cannot fear. All you can do is strike the light. If the lighthouse fears the storm, dear ones, what chance do those on the mainland have? If the lighthouse fears the storm and decides to douse its light, what happens to ships? You don't have that option to fear. And you'll say, well, crying, but some of us are starting to. And so we give you the answer, and that is this: fill your life so completely with the love of God that there cannot be a hole. There cannot be a void. You realize fear is caused from uncertainty about what you call the future.
So let me tell you what I see as the potential of the future, and I will say there'll come a time when you will look back and you'll say, how could we have feared? It was so silly for us. So why don't you claim that now? Don't wait till the future to look back and say it was silly to fear. Let's get rid of it now. And crying, there are so many saints that, well, crying, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm facing. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, don't you understand? We walk with you every single moment of your life. There's a hand reaching out from that innate part of you, which is interdimensional, that wants to hold yours so much and get you out of the fear, to increase your light. It's always been that way. Always. This would be a good time to take that hand. That'd be a real good time to take that hand. That hand, which we call the hand of the higher self, walks with you every day, knows all of your issues, your problems, your health, your grief, your worry. Let us share it. That's what I want. I'll start with the earth. I'm going to start big and go small. Let's start with the earth. Current events. What's going on with the planet itself? Esoterically, the crystalline grid of this planet is filling up with new energy. Part of the crystalline structure's attributes is remembrance. Children remember this even from the crystal sets they might have built in school. A crystal has frequency and remembrance. That's at a scientific, geologic level. At an esoteric level, the crystalline grid of this planet remembers you. It remembers your Akash. It knows why you're here. It's ready to activate. It is a cooperative with you. Gaia is alive. Gaia is your partner, always has been. You and Gaia have an agreement to work together. And part of the issue there is all of the things surrounding what we will call the geophysics of the planet. They are beginning to shift. Now I give you science and I throw the gauntlet out and I say, go check it. Why is it that the magnetic field has moved so much, so far, even in the last 10 years? What's up with that? You say, Cryon. We told you it would. It had to. For the magnetic grid of the earth literally speaks to the DNA with the trillions of pieces in your body which are emulating the very Akashic record of life, of death, of past lives, of who you are. Are you aware that your Akashic record is interdimensional? We told you, we stood right here and told you. Together, my partner, in this area, gave you the information. There are two layers of your DNA. We call them layers. They're energies linked together, which we call the Lemurian layers. They've been with you from the beginning, and they are your Akashic record, and it takes two of them. They're the only pair you have. The twisted strand, well, now that, that's the 3D part. That's the 3D energy. It's not even a pair. I'm talking about two interdimensional layers. That's how strong the Akash is. That's how strong the record of who you are is. Let me tell you what that brings. I just gave you a hint. It's interdimensional. That means that your Akashic record, if it's interdimensional, has no time. And imprinted upon it are the potentials of what's going to happen to you next time around. The Akashic record, it sounds like something of the past, does it not? It is the Akashic record of who you're going to be. We're crying that it means predestination. No, no, no. You see, you are a piece of God just like I am. We know the potentials of what you're building with the life energy you have now, what the propensities are of what you will do next time. Oh, it's not known, but it is. And it's also known that all of you are coming back. Yes, you are. You'll have the mind of God on the other side of the veil. And you're going to come back very quickly.
Turn around times. Forget everything you've been told. In this energy, esoterically, I will tell you what a light worker does. They come and go within a year.
1 year.
And if it's longer than that, then they're waiting for something.
Forget what you've been told by those who are metaphysical, by those of the old energy, of how long it takes to regenerate, or whatever you call it. I'll tell you this. The energy on this planet supports a fast turnaround. That ought to tell you what's been happening here. I want you to look at the magnetic field's strength. It's been getting lower. Go ahead and measure the actual Gauss units. It's getting lower. It is not as strong as it was. What does that mean? I will tell you this. Remember this. The veil, what you call the veil, is defined as that which is between you and the other side of you. That is which between 3D and multiple D. You think it's the curtain between you and God. It isn't that clear cut. It isn't. It's thick. And it's made of the magnetics and the gravity and the light of this planet. And they're all lessening. That is, they are becoming less. The veil is beginning to lift a little. And some of you have felt it, and you know exactly what I'm speaking of. Go measure the magnetics. Here is one. No one ever thinks of this. Why don't you go and measure the heliosphere of the sun? Go ahead.
You rise from the chairs. Go look it up.
And you will find it's never been lower.
Some will say it's dangerously low. This is the magnetic field of the sun that literally protects you from the cosmic rays of the same.
It's getting less and less in the solar system. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's all part of a system. An Earth system that you are changing. It's all part of science that you can measure. Do I have to ask you to go and look up the weather shifts that you've had? Or would you like to just look out the window? We told you when we came in 20 years ago, we said,
there will be places on this planet that you used to be able to grow things, and today you will not be able to. Told you the opposite would be true. Places that were barren, that would have water. What does that tell you about the weather? That there would be major shifts in the water cycle.
And that's what you're seeing.
Do not fear this shift. First of all, we'll say it again, it is slow. You have time. If the water level rises, get out of the way. It's slow. The earth moves slow. And those who keep track of these things will see them happening. You'll have years to adjust.
Yet there will be some humans who will dig in and challenge it and drown. Humans do that. They don't believe what's happening. They don't want change, do they? Consciousness is the same thing. Have you seen it lately? Consciousness that will dig in because it doesn't like the change, and they will drown in the process. That's metaphorically saying that there are those who will give their lives to keep everything the same. What does that tell you about the shift?
They wouldn't do that unless they were seeing something they didn't like.
Shift.
And the weather, let us expound on that. Again, we say this. that there is nothing wrong with the weather. It is going through a cycle that is advanced. In other words, it is before its time because you have sped up the geology of this planet. You've actually sped up the clock in a relative way. That is to say that your clock goes the same speed. You seem to age the same way, but the planet has sped up. And you might say, well, that doesn't make sense, Cryon. No, it wouldn't to you. Because you are in 3D. And these things are relative, but I tell you, haven't you felt the increase in the speed of time? Haven't you really? Ask innate. Ask that which is inside. Felt the speed up lately? That's the antsiness. That's the awakening at 3 a.m. we told you about years ago. That's an Earth speeding up. It's all there for you to look at. That's not something that's going to happen. That's something that did happen, and here you sit. All right. Let us speak of what just happened in the United States. Let us speak of this. Number one, first and foremost, Cryon and spirit, innate, whatever you want to call it, does not care about your politics. This is free choice. But look at the free choice that you have and the difference between the free choice and the old energy and a new energy. What humans do. God does not put politicians in office. You do. And in this country, the system that you chose, that operated the way that you designed, just put someone there. This is not political. I'm now going to give you information about the one you call Obama. And some of you already know it. Some of it is kind of cute. My partner sat on a stage in Israel in 2001, and he told them that 2008 would be the time of shift and change, because that was the potential. Cryon, are you telling us that the potential was Obama in 2008? And I will say this, no. The potential is that you would create great shift in 2008. Later, in a meeting in Colorado, you can look for it. It is recorded. It is there for you to see. I channeled this information that in 2008, you would collectively turn to indigo leadership. And you just did. Let me tell you something about this one that you have chosen. Number one, he's an old soul. Now you knew that, didn't you? And I'm telling you that he is an old, old soul. He's Lemurian. Now, do you find it interesting that he was born in Hawaii? These are his roots, the tops of the mountains, in that state of the Union, untouched, never covered by water, original dirt, original lava, the original energy of Lemuria 50,000 years ago. And in this lifetime, he chose to be born of that dirt. That's the first hint. Identified he was 2 years ago by the woman who sees the indigo color. Only one does, you know. The basis behind the indigo description is the one you call Tappy. She identified Barack Obama as an indigo. An older one, yes, but he had the indigo attributes. Now, let me describe them to you, and this is the fun part. In those times, in what you would call the run-up to the election, in those times where you would go back and forth and decide which human being you were going to choose, there was criticism And the criticism went like this, that this human being was too young and inexperienced, that he could not fulfill this job, a job which in the past required a more aged, experienced, seasoned human being. And there simply was no retort to it. And yet, if you looked at the man radiated the fact that he's been there and done that.
That's indigo. That's an indigo.
Out of the realm of 3D, his Akash had been there before. And if you knew it was in the Akash, and I'm not going to tell you, if you knew what was in the Akash, you'd gasp what he's been through.
You made a choice that we expected you would make. You selected a Lemurian, an indigo energy, an old soul.
And that is the one that we foresaw.
Now I'm going to give him some advice. He may never hear this. Ah, but he might. And this is my advice as Kryon to this young leader of this country. I have two things to tell you, Barak. Number one, watch your back. And number two, don't trust your advisors.
For the advisors will give you what used to work in the old days and the intuition. My good man, your intuition will give you what you really should do. Break the paradigms. Step out of the box. And go for it.
That's current, isn't it? He has yet to take office at this moment. That's current. Look what you've done. 20 years ago, in the good old boys club in the back room filled with smoke. If you had mentioned, well, you know, in 20 years, the United States is going to elect a black man, they would have thrown you out. Impossible. Won't let it happen. He'll never make even the first step. Won't happen. Can't happen. And you know I'm right. Does that tell you what's happened in your politics? It's freewheeling. Nobody's in charge but you, American. Now let me speak to Americans about something you need to hear. And I'm going to do it maybe in an odd way. I'm going to take you back, oh, about 10 to 15 years.
And in that time, America in particular decided to take to task the tobacco companies.
They realized they were out of integrity because they were trying to hook those with a habit, even children.
If you go back far enough, you can find your own commercials, doctors advertising cigarettes.
It seems trite today, does it not? And so America decided to clean up its act, and it did.
And the laws started to occur for the health of those, letting them have a choice finally to see whether it was habit, whether it was good for you, whether it was bad for you.
And they did. And today everything is different, isn't it? In that department, isn't it? And what did the rest of the world say about what you did? They laughed.
In Western Europe, specifically in France, in Germany, when they saw what you were doing, they would turn their back and they would say, these silly Americans, they're just so strange.
And they said, that'll never happen here. Go there today and you'll find the same laws. Why am I telling you this? I am saying this because you are allowing things to be cleaned up first here, and then it moves through this planet. Because those who can
make the ships that they should first. You have a system which allows for exposure without penalty. You have a system which allows you to say whatever you choose and look at the integrity of those things which used to be what we would call sacred cows. And the tobacco company was one of them. And they fell in the process. Integrity fell into another category. Integrity actually was started to matter, started to boost itself. And today, you know what they were doing, don't you? Brian, what are you doing here? I'm saying that it starts here and it moves outward. Because you have the ideas and you can manifest them and you see things first. Dear ones, you're in a financial crisis. And I will say to this country of yours, it is not a crisis. It is a pruning. And what do you do to the trees when you want them to grow better? You cut off their branches and you cut them down to the quick. And they're ugly. And you look at them and you go, I don't know if this thing's ever going to grow back. Don't you? But the master gardener knows. The master gardener knows you got to do that. And when they come back, oh, they're beautiful, aren't they? And you look at them and go, wow, that's amazing about nature. Well, let me tell you something. It's also amazing. The principle of integrity, when it is realized and used and manifest, is going to grow this economy faster than any of your critics say can be. Are you going to sit there and fear it? Or have you just pruned yourself and you're just going to sit tight for this winter? Let this winter be what it is and watch these things come back. For you have just done the impossible. There are those, again, in that good old boys club filled with smoke 20 years ago who said, banking is going to be this way. Insurance is going to be this way. That's the way we'll make the most money. And you just called them on it. And it'll never be the same. Ever. And then what happens next is it spreads. It's going to spread into Europe. Eventually, it'll even spread to China. You're planting seeds of integrity in a place that was created for that, the United States, where you can do these things and nobody's going to slap you down for it. It was part of the documents that were created 200 years ago and channeled that gave you that. And it's still there. Cherish it. I've never spoken this way before. I'll tell you this. The system you created is a good one. For it allows for personal choice of human beings without penalty. And if enough of you choose the right thing, the rest of the world takes a look and they change too. Tough what you're doing, tough what you're going through, tough the days ahead. Go with me 20 years in the future and you're going to see a different kind of banking, a different kind of insurance, and it's going to be worldwide because of what you did here. What you chose to do, what your Congress chose to do, what you decided was appropriate. Did you ever think of it that way? This is current information. That's what we want to tell you. It's not about anything failing. You know what just failed? Old Energy just failed. Good Old Boys Club just failed. And what are you going to do? You ought to blow up a balloon. You ought to have a party. Why don't you have one? I dare you to have a recession party. Why not? Look at the truth. Look at really what's happened. I want to talk about personal power. Personal power. I want to talk about things that people have asked me for a very long time about what is going to happen. What is going to happen? How can you create peace on this planet? And there are those who think linearly who say this. They say, in order for us to have peace on this earth, you're going to have all human beings converted to metaphysics. Now that's not going to happen. That's not a prediction. That's just reality. So how's it going to work? I'm going to repeat again something. I'll change it a little for you so you understand. What you carry, dear human beings, is not a belief system. You carry the energy of light. And when you're in a very, very dark, dark place, anything goes. Everything is in the dark. You can't see anybody doing anything. And the things that flourish in the dark, of course, are corruption, drama, greed. As you walk this planet, you carry a light. And each one of you may say, well, my light is very small. Collectively, it is not. And again, we use this metaphor for you have to understand this is not a linear happening. This is an interdimensional happening. Think of it this way. The Earth is old energy. The grid system and all of that which is crystalline is starting to lessen. That is to say, it is clearing the view for those who wish to have elevated thoughts, but they can't in the dark. And here you come with a match. And the match is just enough light so that others can see, and enough light there matches, and that becomes a torch perhaps. And you're just a few, less than one half of 1% of this planet can illuminate the whole thing. So that those who would never sit in a chair like this, those who would never listen to a channeling, in their own integrity, with their own intelligence, can see things which are no longer in the dark and make decisions of integrity. That's what you do. Do you understand? You can have 6 billion people in the dark and a few million of them light a match and everybody can see. You see? And when everybody can see, they won't allow this to continue as it is. This is the potential we gave you 20 years ago. This is what 1987 and the harmonic convergence has created in you. You did it. All of you did it. You may not realize the part you played in it, but you did. I'll tell you, some of you are awakening right now and saying, well, what can I do more than what I've done? I'll tell you, relax, breathe, and light your match. Don't get caught up in what's next or how much or how hard or am I doing it right? I'll tell you, just hold your match and let God love you. That's all you have to do. And these things will be added unto you and you will be put in the synchronistic places. You'll be shown the passion. You'll move from place to place. You'll be in the right place at the right time. That's all there is. It's not about grandness or greatness or doing or being. It's just about accepting the love of God in your life and moving from place to place without guilt that you're not doing enough. Don't be hard on yourselves. Just be in light. My partner showed a video today about those who would create a shift on the planet. They don't have your belief system. They're waking up all by themselves. Did you notice? It's happening. And under the hood, let's say, of that engine, of that automobile of change, are a whole lot of light workers holding a whole lot of matches, making that engine go. That's who's here. There are many of you who sit here, who are listening here, who are reading here, which have something in common with your new leader, old souls, some of you even Lemurians. And you recognize this energy, you've been waiting for this energy, and here it is. We're going to close. This energy is intense because spirit is here. It sits next to you, innate. Get this right, partner. Innate is a thick presence. That is all of your Akash and the Akash of your relatives, which literally sits upon you.
When you get into that state where you really feel crying and you start to listen, it's all there. I want to tell you, those you've loved and lost just recently sit beside you and you know it. You have to know that. That's the system. That's the way it's designed. They'll be with you all your life. You have to know that. Then we invite you to feel them because they're here now. They wouldn't have missed the message. They want you to get the message. They want you to sit and be loved by God. What is God to you? I'll tell you, you're part of a collective, an energy that is amazing. Call it God if you wish. It is creative source. It is all there is. It is the light of the universe. When all is gone, it remains. And will always remain. You always were, you always will be. All of you. A piece of eternity. With no beginning and no end. All of you. Important. All of you. A purpose for your coming. A purpose for your going. God bless you who have chosen to come at this time and endure these shifts and these changes. For I'll tell you what you do today. What you do today will affect all of the children and their children and their children from now on. And that's the truth. Difficult to leave when we've had such a good time. We never really leave. Let me go out with you. When you raise from your chair and you say the day is over, take me along. I'll be there. Such is the way of it, that you are God and God is you. Let the seeds be planted these moments for those who don't believe in this. That they can claim this someday when they need it, without judgment. And so it is.